Yesterday's report from the Census Bureau on minority population growth has led to some confusion. According to the Census Bureau, the Hispanic population of the U.S. now outnumbers the non-Hispanic black population. But there's an apples and oranges problem here, since black is deemed a racial category and Latino or Hispanic is an ethnicity, so there are blacks among Hispanics and Hispanics among blacks. In any case, 13% of the population now identifies itself as Hispanic, 12.7% as black, and suffice it to say, the Latino population is growing rapidly. But what does it mean to be the biggest minority in the country, if that's what Hispanics are, or if that's what they're on the way to becoming? Well, John Logan is a sociologist at the State University of New York in Albany and joins us. Professor Logan, Hispanic is primarily a linguistic grouping, and the U.S. has assimilated any number of immigrant linguistic minorities, from German to Italian to Japanese to Polish. Is there any indication that Hispanics are experiencing assimilation in the way that those other immigrant groups did?
Oh, certainly so. In the second generation, almost all people of Hispanic origin do speak English. One of the differences that we found in our research is that in the third generation, quite a large number continue to be bilingual, especially in Southern California or along the border in Texas, or in South Florida. Half or more in the third generation still speak Spanish at home, and that's something that we didn't really see with earlier groups.
I wonder about the comparison between Hispanics and African Americans, whether you see the definition of Latino being as enduring in the future as the definitions of color have been and perhaps will continue to be.
Yes, that's a very interesting question. For sure, in the United States, the color line continues to be very important in people's lives, and regardless of how they wish to think about themselves, being black is very socially significant, and sooner or later, a dark-skinned Latino will recognize that other people are treating them on the basis of race rather than ethnicity.
The next largest minority group, according to the census, is Asian. Which is a much more mixed bag than Latino in terms of who whom it includes. People from a huge part of the world speaking many, many different languages. That would be an even more disparate group, I should think.
Absolutely. And it's really long past the time where we could think of Asians in America primarily in terms of Chinese or Chinatowns. They're very much outnumbered by people from India or the Philippines or other countries. It's quite a diverse group, and I don't think we're ever going to reach a time when Asians in America think of themselves mainly as Asians.
I mean, there seems to be an irony at work here, that the very same Latino group that will point out how different subgroups define themselves differently and don't see themselves as Latinos will celebrate the number of Latinos growing so fast, according to the census counts. Perhaps Asian groups find some political clout in being grouped together as Asians rather in much smaller groups. Everyone has more a higher profile in public policy discussions, but that's not the way people actually see themselves.
Yes, I think it's important to distinguish these two sides of things. From one perspective, all groups that are not among the non-Hispanic white majority, I guess it's still a majority, may have some advantage in describing themselves as minority groups and operating in coalition with each other in politics. But I would really emphasize that in daily life, people have much more subtle and complex ways of thinking about themselves.
Well, Professor Logan, thank you very much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you.
John Logan, distinguished professor of sociology and director of the Mumford Center at the State University of New York in Albany.